This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, doctors now have another weapon against HIV/AIDS in their arsenal, and it's a potent one. For the first time, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has approved a drug treatment that will prevent infection in healthy people. And here with more on this is Dr. Elizabeth Reddy. She's assistant professor of medicine specializing in infectious diseases at Upstate Medical University and the medical director of Upstate's designated AIDS Center Clinic. Welcome, Dr. Reddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
So there is a new FDA-approved drug, and it can help prevent the spread of HIV. That is really significant news. You actually came in here and talked about this at one point, I think right when it was in the process of being approved. Tell us again, for those listeners who may not have heard you, what is this drug and what is the hope for it?
Sure. So the medication that's been approved is called Truvada. And Truvada is actually a combination of two different medications that were initially and still are used to treat HIV. But the medication Truvada by itself is not enough to treat HIV. You need more medications in order to treat. But it is part of an effective package for preventing HIV in people who are healthy, as you've said. So what this is called is actually something called PrEP. And what PrEP stands for is pre-exposure prophylaxis. So that means that you're taking a medication to prevent HIV before getting it. And so we know actually that this works because it's worked very well in infants who have mothers with HIV. And so mothers taking HIV medications during pregnancy has been dramatically effective in preventing infection in their children. And so this is one of the ways that we initially realized that this concept could work.
So they would have to take this drug, Truvada, on a daily basis. And it's supposed to be employed alongside other risk reduction measures. In other words, to make so that safer sex, for example, and regular HIV testing in addition to using the Truvada. And this is, let's talk about who those people are.
I mean, okay.
Who would be most likely candidate for using Truvada?
So one of the things that we have to recognize with HIV is that there are certain groups within the U.S. that are at highest risk. That having been said, anybody who has unprotected sex can be at risk for HIV, and that's one of the reasons why we're trying to expand HIV testing to filter out to all primary care clinics.
So let me interrupt you there for a minute. So that includes both heterosexual and homosexual activity.
That's right. So really the goal for HIV testing now is that everyone should have an HIV test once in their life, and that we should not be making assumptions on who is at risk, because sometimes it's difficult to reveal all your risk factors, and also sometimes we just don't know, because sometimes there's a random encounter that ended up resulting in HIV infection.
But who is at highest risk? I mean, there are obviously key populations besides this broad brush approach.
There are, and this is the reason why we're trying to focus somewhat with PrEP. So in our country, the two highest risk populations are men who have sex with men and also African Americans, both men who have sex with men as well as heterosexual people within the African American population. For African Americans, there are particularly high risk areas within the country, so pockets that are higher risk, especially the Southeast, Washington, D.C., and for men who have sex with men, it really covers the full U.S. So we know that in 2011, of all of the men who've ever had sex with men who tested for HIV in the U.S., 18% were found to be infected. And that's really a high number, and it rivals some of the percentages that we see in other parts of the world that are considered to be heavily affected by HIV. So if you're part of that group, then your risk is much higher from what otherwise might not be considered such risky behavior.
So getting back to this, what about one other group I think of is like female sex workers? At one time, they were designated or highlighted as another potential high-risk group. Does that remain true?
That remains true, Yeah, that's absolutely
so true. So they would be people who should consider or might consider using it.
Yeah.
When this whole, approval process was going on, there was some controversy that was stirred up around the approval of Truvada. Let's talk about what were some of the concerns that came up then?
Sure. I think the biggest concern has been that in advocating Truvada, are we at the same time advocating people having unprotected sex, essentially? So we know that Truvada, if you take the pill daily, reduces the risk of HIV infection among men by up to 90% and potentially even more. But does that somehow give people a leeway to say, gosh, I don't even really need to use a condom because now I'm protected against the scariest disease that can be transmitted through unprotected sex, and that's HIV.
So a false sense of security, perhaps, mm-hmm. and therefore maybe more risky behaviors, not using safe sex
right.
methodology.
Right, that has been a concern. I think there's a couple important points to make about that concern. One is that when we see folks for appointments related to PrEP, we really go through an individualized risk history with them. And of course, we do counsel them on the importance of using condoms. It's absolutely really, as a provider, our role to make sure that people understand that condoms still should be optimally a part of a prevention package in most cases. But I think it's also important that as part of the whole PrEP picture, we do regular assessments, so regular testing for sexually transmitted infections. So what we're seeing actually amongst a number of patients who have initiated PrEP is that at their first appointment, we find that they're testing positive for other sexually transmitted infections. And they are treated appropriately, which prevents the spread in the community. And then in addition, every 3 months, they're retested, so every 3 to 6 months. And we wait to give the prescription until we've seen the patient, done the full appointment, got all of the results back. And so ultimately, I think despite these concerns, really a lot of folks wouldn't be coming in for healthcare, and now they are. And so we've raised the ability to actually identify this kind of thing.
So you have, you have a more rigorous, in a way, a more rigorous opportunity to evaluate these people and keep them functioning, using proper methodology. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with AIDS specialist Dr. Elizabeth Reddy. We're talking about the new drug to help prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS. So let's get to why are we trying to do this? I mean, what's the bottom line? What's the motivation for having Truvada made now available to the general population?
So the goal in the U.S. is to really finally decrease the number of new infections for HIV. So what we've seen is a steady rise in the number of people living with HIV in the U.S. because we have much more effective treatments and we still continue to see new infections. And we have made some headway so that the rate of increase is much less than it used to be. And yet we still have new infections. So New York State has taken a very aggressive approach and really promoted the use of PrEP as part of a package towards reducing the new infections of HIV in our state. And the goal in New York is to go from an average of 3,000 to 4,000 new infections per year all the way down to less than 750. And if we can do that, then once you reach a certain point in an epidemic where you have few new infections, it actually has a broader effect on the larger population and makes it the epidemic begins a steadier decline because there's less people coming in contact with
so
the infection.
So you're kind of curbing the increase.
That's the goal.
I mean, you're stopping the increase and thereby curbing the whole epidemic.
Exactly.
And is there some thought that this then would be taken on a worldwide basis? I mean, obviously, you're talking about a local and a New York State effort. And then, of course, it would probably need to go national. Or how is this working, actually, nationally at this point?
That's a great question. The CDC has advocated the use of PrEP in the United States, and it has steadily increased in uptake, especially within the last year. There's really been a lot of attention given to the potential for PrEP. as well as with newer options for health insurance, there are more options or more availability of people accessing health insurance.
Yes, so health insurance will cover it in most cases.
It will.
That's a huge factor right there.
It is, absolutely. So we've seen a steady increase in the United States. Abroad, there have been some more challenges. It was optimally a goal to be used abroad, but the ability of people to take the medicine on a daily basis abroad has been more difficult, specifically among women who have been studied in Africa. Why that is, we're really not sure.
So you don't know whether there are prejudices or ignorance, so it's an education process as well as an availability or an access issue.
Absolutely.
So are there any side effects to PrEP? Are there any reasons why people shouldn't take it?
Great question. For the most part, Truvada is extremely well tolerated. It has no side effects in most people. For the first couple weeks after you start taking it, some people will experience mild things like headache, nausea that usually go away. The one potential concerning side effect with Truvada is for anyone who has kidney problems. It's not recommended depending on the problem that they have. And there is a very rare, so about 1 in 1,000 risk of developing kidney problems on Truvada. And so we do monitor kidney function on people who have started the medication, and that's part of the regular follow-up that someone would undergo, so that really the risk of a serious problem is extremely low.
So it works. I mean,
it works very well.
It's quite effective. But I think we need to make clarify this one point. Does it actually cure AIDS, or does it simply prevent you from contracting HIV?
Yes, it definitely just prevents you from contracting HIV. And it's also really important that anyone who's coming in for PrEP also have an evaluation to make sure they don't already have HIV. Because if you do have HIV, it needs to be treated with more than just Truvada.
So where can it be accessed in central New York? I mean, where can someone get this drug right now if they were so interested? As you talked about the general populations, but also these high-risk populations, where could they get the drug?
So for now, we at the Designated AIDS Center Clinic are the only clinic that we're aware of that is offering this medication. However, we know there are other primary care providers that are interested in starting to offer. So I think asking your primary care doctor if you're interested would be a great first step. And we're also accepting referrals. You can call us at 464-5533. That's the Upstate DAC clinic.
That's in the 315 area code.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. And we're definitely accepting new patients, and we'd be happy to get a referral.
And where are you located?
We're in the Krauss Physicians Office Building on Irving Ave. Across from Krauss Hospital in Syracuse.
Right, but you are an Upstate Designated AIDS Center clinic.
Correct. We're affiliated with Upstate, but we also house with Krauss.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in. Excuse me, this has been very, very important and interesting information. My guest has been Dr. Elizabeth Reddy. She's Assistant Professor of Medicine at Upstate Medical University, specializing in infectious diseases, and she's the Medical Director for Upstate's Designated AIDS Center Clinic. Once again, very much appreciate your coming in. Thanks for joining us. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.